Big John. Hello, Sun City Shadow Hills. Big John here. Yes, I'm still out there. I know I haven't done a podcast for a while, we've been handling things on the board level so well, and there hasn't been a lot of uproar going on. It looks like everything is starting to fall into place, which is great. Couple of things I wanted to address in this podcast. One is, as we talked about in the board meeting, the last board meeting we had, we don't get into talking about personnel, okay? We can talk about positions of where people are or what we're trying to do, but we can't talk about salaries. We can't talk about personnel and in anyone in particular. But what I will say to you is this. There are people that we have asked our outside agencies such as DRM and Troon and so on and so forth to please fill the positions of the vacancies of where people are not, you know, there to service us. And we are doing everything we can from the association level to assist those vendors in making sure that they have everything possible to be able to put a body in a position here. Let me give you an example. We have desperately been trying to fill the positions at the Shadows. Not we the association, but the vendors themselves, and that would be Troon. And they put advertisements out in all these different locations where people can see them that want to work. The problem that we have is, in the new world, as I call it, which I don't understand at all, I don't know how these young people are surviving unless they're all living at home, is that people don't seem to want to work. I mean, those of us that live here and we're, you know, above 55 and living here, we all have that work ethic in us that we want to work, or that we did, you know, at one point in our lives. And in today's world is different. So when you go to an exercise class and you go there and you find that the exercise class has been canceled, that's not the association's fault. That's not the board's fault. That's not the management company's fault. Because we schedule, or I say we, DRM schedules, the fitness program to be filled with all these classes, and we as residents will go to those classes, and if the instructor's not there, we're disappointed, we're mad, we're upset, we want to vent, we want to tell somebody, you know, we're not happy about it, and it really falls back onto the individual who is the instructor, who is the cook, is whoever it is, the position that they're filling. If they're not there, that's a problem. And we can't do, and the vendors that are here supporting us can't do anything about it. They're trying their best. I know that a lot of people get really frustrated, especially in fitness, when you have beat the heat going on. You go to a class and the instructor's not there. We're doing everything we can to tell DRM, hire as many instructors as we can get in there. Even hire a couple of backup instructors that are certified, that have the ability to teach those classes. So we're this community, this board of directors that you have, that you've entrusted, the five members of this board, are doing everything in their power to make sure that these vendors have everything that they can get. So please curb your anger and your disgust and your attitudes that the board is not doing their job. We are doing everything we possibly can. We can't go to these people's homes and knock on their door and drag them into our car and drag them over here and throw them into the class and tell them to teach these people, you know, about aerobics and everything else that they're teaching. We can't do that. So we're at their mercy, and we're doing everything we possibly can. So please have patience. Have patience and let us do everything we can do, and we're still doing, to get those bodies in those positions, okay? Now, speaking of bodies, I want to make sure that I relay this message, and this message has to be heard by me for sure. Right now, you know that we are under construction for the CVWD project at the North Channel and all along Avenue 40 from Adams all the way back to Jefferson. If you've been by there in your car, your bicycle, whatever it is, or walking or whatever, you have seen the massive amount of trucks, semis, 18-wheelers, dump trucks, everything you can imagine, cement trucks, are traveling Avenue 40 from the Monroe entrance to Avenue 40, which is the end there, all the way down to the project. And these trucks are moving at a tremendous amount of speed. Our entrance that goes from phase two to phase three and phase three back into phase two right there on Avenue 40, that transition is an extremely dangerous transition. I, in my own personal self, have seen the result of accidents that have caused death and serious injury on Avenue 40 there. And it is a dangerous place. Trucks, people, I've seen bicyclists go through there. Anybody that gets a red light traveling east or west on Avenue 40, they think they can beat that red light. And that red light can be as red as you can imagine, and a truck or somebody will go through it, and there's no good answer as to what's going to happen if somebody's crossing when that truck goes through. I highly suggest, this is what I use in my own practice, that when I'm there with my dogs in my golf cart and I'm crossing, I point in both directions. I put my hands up to know that I personally am seeing that no trucks or vehicles are coming. I count maybe to five when the light turns green, and then I proceed. Because that extra 5 seconds that you count, or that those motions that you make to see that you are crystal clear that nobody is coming in either directions, are the few things that you can do that may save your life there. And I offer that to you because of the fact that I know that none of us want to see any of our residents or guests or anybody get hurt or killed in those intersections. And again, that also goes for the Jefferson and 40, and also the Madison and 40, where the fire station is. I've seen trucks that have got a red light when they're just barely passing the maintenance entrance, and they haven't even passed the canal yet, and go right through a red light. So I would seriously consider taking the 4 to 5 seconds extra when the light turns green to make sure that you are not in that way. I have asked Indio Police Department, along with Jeff Kirkpatrick, our safety advisory commissioner. He has met with the chiefs of the local police departments. Ben Gatron, who is our representative to our community, has let that police department at Indio know that we have a problem here. And this morning, today's Friday, they were out there from about 7:30, I think, until about 9. And the watch commander informed me that they are watching for loads that are above the rails of the dump trucks. If they're not covered, they're going to get sighted. They're watching for speed. They're watching for debris falling from the trucks off the rails. And they will cite those trucks if that is happening, because there is a lot of sand that is winding up and dirt that is winding up in the backyards of all the homes along Avenue 40, and I want to see that stopped. This project still has a few months ahead of it, and there's no reason that we homeowners or you homeowners along Avenue 40 should have to suffer through that. If their things are being done wrong, they need to be righted. And I'm hoping that Indio Police Department will continue come out and take a look and protect our area there. All right, that's all I have for you today. I'm hoping that the weather will stay nice like it is. It's not that real bad now, but it's supposed to get hot next week. Make sure that you don't walk the pets on the hot sidewalk because or asphalt, because it is still hot out there now. for them to be walking out there. And make sure you have a lot of water. All right. Thank you, Sun City Shadow Hills. I appreciate your time today. And I will see you out there in the community. Have a great day. Bye.
Big job.